Among the column capitals of Toulouse's Saint-Sernin Basilica that have been preserved, mermaids, basilisks, griffins, and even centaurs speak to us of Toulouse's ancient past. These entertaining images also had a symbolic meaning. The hybrid or fantastical creatures drawn from bestiaries demonstrate genuine technical skill. The secular world also invades the sculpture, from musicians to jugglers to dancers. Associated with the pleasures of life, they were often condemned by the church. They served to remind the faithful to stay away from such pleasures. The bas-relief, The Signs of Leo and Aries, comes from Saint-Sernin Basilica. We can see two female figures, one accompanied by a lion and the other by a ram. The two animals have most often been interpreted as astrological signs, although they do not follow one another in the zodiac. Between the two figures runs an inscription. Sign of Aries, sign of Leo, this was made in the time of Julius Caesar. The iconography is complex, and although many scholars have tried to unravel its mysteries, it remains relatively obscure. The more likely hypothesis suggests it is linked to the period of the birth of Christ, during the time of Julius Caesar. The depiction of the feet, with one wearing a shoe and the other not, also existed in antiquity, but we don't know what Christian meaning it may have taken on here. The schematically crossed legs create movement and vitality for the clothing, which brings the whole relief to life. The technique and style of the drapery point to Romanesque art, although the faces prove that the sculptor also drew his inspiration from early Christian and especially Byzantine models. This work may have been designed to decorate the western facade of Saint-Sernin. It remains shrouded in mystery to this day.